What's going on, everybody? We are here for a very special edition of the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, aka the Whip Show, on a Sunday. Right, a Sunday afternoon, man. But first and foremost, I want to thank you guys for rocking with us for these last couple years. We're doing some big things right now with the Whip Show, and nothing but love, you guys. I want to shout out our new outlets. Besides just being on YouTube and Facebook at The Whip Show and Instagram, you can now catch us on Mize TV on Roku every Friday at 9 a.m. So you get to watch us on television and on Sideline Sports as well on their YouTube channel. So you get all The Whip Show you want right here. Also, special, very, very, very special thank you to District 142 last night in Wyandotte. Y'all took care of me. Fozzy was in the building, and I got to kick it with the group of Fozzy and checking out Jericho. And I'm going to tell you, I ain't never been to a rock show before, but yesterday, it was about as full-fledged as going to see Sexy Red. But that's a whole other story. We'll talk about that another time. But on today's episode, we got a very special guest. This young man, I guess I can say, is part of the NXT family. Because he's been going out to the NXT shows for a minute now, weekly. He's also an artist, musician, and all-around amazing dude. I want to shout out the boy Cass G. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, not too much, brother. You know, just down here enjoying the sunny weather in Florida and the wintertime, which is very strange to me being from Michigan. So,
You enjoying that sunny weather while we up here cold as hell. It's cool, though.
Yeah, you know, man. I had to do it. I'm sorry.
I feel you. But welcome to the show, man. And letting everybody know also, the boy, the word heavyweight champion, Mr. Joe Walker, will be jumping on in a second as well. But before we get to that, today's episode is all about L.A. Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
And where he's going to go in the future. Now, some of you guys know, in the SummerSlam that was here in Detroit, I had a back-and-forth interaction with him in the WWE press conference. You can still see it on the WWE's Peacock station right now. But I'm a big fan of LA Knight. What about you, man?
Heck yeah, man. I'm a huge fan of LA Knight. A couple weeks ago, he was actually at NXT, and he was special guest referee. And if you go to NXT's Instagram right now and go look at that clip where everybody in the crowd is saying, yeah, you can see me in the background wearing my Cash G Badman t-shirt that I always wear normally, but I didn't wear it today. And he was a great time, man. Like, he just continuously kept interacting with the crowd, bro. It was fantastic.
That's so dope, man. That's so dope. Well, Cass, did you get a chance to see Crown Jewel last night? Well, I guess it was last night for them.
Yeah, it was like 1 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah. It was great. I'll say it's great, but I had some feelings about it.
And we want to start right from the top. As we know, Roman Reigns defeated LA Knight yesterday. That was Roman Reigns' 30th title defense in 3 years. I'm a big Roman Reigns guy, but a lot of people already feel some type of way about him not defending the title that much. But I want to look on the other side. LA Knight has been a locomotive of energy. You know what I'm saying? And he took a big loss last night. First and foremost, what did you think about his actual match he had with Roman Reigns?
The match he had with Roman Reigns was really good, man. Like, to be honest with you, like, I was very shocked by how, like, you know, hard LA went from the start. And just the way that it kind of continued going on, even with Roman having his moments coming back in and whatnot. Hey, check out who joined us down there.
The word heavyweight champion, Mr. Joe Walker, jumped into the building.
Yeah, I am. Here I go.
There he is.
Well, right now,
here I go.
Kaz is telling us about, like I said, so you saw the match. How'd you feel about it?
Yeah, like I said, everything was great up until, you know, the typical bloodline interference. You know, once that happened, I kind of hit one of these and I knew what was getting ready to happen. And, you know, there it was.
That seems to be the common thread with everybody. They're kind of like, you know, come on, man. I mean, we love, you know, Roman, he's the guy, but he got to win at least one without the interference, man. But,
Joe,
I want to talk to you about, and I'm glad I brought that up, because, Joe, I want to talk to you about this. Yeah. We just heard Cass say about how a lot of people feel. Well, yeah, exactly. ENT.com. But we just heard Cassie talk about how he felt about watching the match. But LA Knight has been steamrolling. Do you think, let's go straight to it, this is going to stop his momentum?
Okay. First of all, what up, Whip Dog?
What's going on, my brother?
What up to my little bro, Cass G? I love you, bro. Good to see your face.
What's going on, brother? I made it work. I told you I was going to be here. I showed up.
I don't know if it's going to stop LA Knight's momentum, but I think we're starting to get into a formula where these perfect opportunities to switch the title, it's starting to get redundant. Like, I like that they're building the guys up, and I think that they've done a great job with LA Knight. I don't think he's going to lose any momentum, but it leaves us scratching our head like, okay, so where do you go with him next? What is the next possible opponent or program for him now that he rose to prominence like Sammy did, like Drew did, like Jay did, like Edge did, like KO did, and so on, just to have them lose in a similar fashion. I think he's going to stay white hot, like Sammy's still hot, Cody's still hot, Jay's still hot. But what do? Are you going to bring Brock out and have him attack him? Are you going to, I don't know. I'm starting to feel Hogan vibes, man. I'm starting to feel Hogan vibes. Is Roman like Hogan in the ring or anything like that? No. But as far as the antics they're using to keep the title on him, and it's getting to the point where it's like, come on. And I rock with Roman.
For sure.
I'm getting to the point where I'm like, come on.
See, I'm glad I came to you, because you actually made a post on the podcast page on Facebook. And if you guys haven't already, make sure you like it. The Whip Show Podcast, Wrestling Heroes and Insiders Podcast. You pretty much said you were calling that you thought LA Knight was going to go ahead and take the title.
Breadcrumbs were there, bro. I think they did a great job of setting the table to make it believable that, like, okay, this could be the moment where he drops the title. But yeah. And then they didn't. So
I thought this was it, 1,000%. I don't know what it was that got inside of my body that possessed me to think that Triple H was going to drop that bomb. But brother, man, to comment on what could possibly happen next, I had a statement I wanted to make on that. If you watch the match and you listen closely, they upped the audio on a certain chant for one person in the crowd, yelled a certain name out. And if I make this start, and then you hit the clobber in time, they're saying CM Punk.
Now that has been the rumor mill that CM Punk still might be on the, and him against LA Knight is an amazing match. But I want to touch on something real quick. So I said I was at the press conference for SummerSlam, and one thing that Cody Rhodes stated was that there was an internal issue in WWE at the press conference that, yes, he was supposed to be the guy going for the title, but when Sami Zayn started coming along, they started having a little trepidation, like, well, damn, do we use Sami Zayn or do we still keep the role with Cody? Do you think that same issue is going to happen now that LA Knight is moving way up there? Do you decide that, well, dang, do you switch Cody out and move LA Knight into getting another chance at WrestleMania? What do you do? Either one, you can answer that.
Yeah, see, that's where the mystery comes to the Royal Rumble, 1,000%, which I'm planning on attending. We're working on getting some tickets right now because it's only about an hour and a half away. But I feel like it's a dangerous slope when it comes to Cody's story, because how do you finish it if he doesn't win the Rumble and go to Mania and face Roman again? But also, how do you make sure that LA Knight doesn't slide down? I'm thinking LA Knight's going after that world heavyweight title. That's what I think is next for him, honestly. Like, whoever has it by Mania, I don't know if it's going to be Seth. I don't know if they'll keep it on him. I personally think that man needs rest. But that's what I think you do. If he doesn't win the Rumble, get LA Knight to that world heavyweight title.
I like that. I think that WWE has built so many credible potential champions, it's kind of made the water a little muddy now. Finn, Shinsuke, KO, Sammy, Drew, Cody, Jay, and you got the big guy with the money in the bank. And as much as I would love to see Punishment Martinez as the world heavyweight champion or the WWE champion, he gonna always be Punishment to me. The water's a bit muddy now. It's like, what do you do? You built up all these guys, and there's only two belts to go around, and Roman has held one of them for 3 years.
Sammy stole the money in the bank.
He did. But how is that really going to play out? Is it just to set up a feud between him and Martinez, man, or
where? I think it's to create that confusion, because we just thought we had it figured out with LA Knight, and now there's three potential scenarios going into WrestleMania, four if you include The Rock.
Right. The Rock, of course. Wow. Right.
Now, I also want to say this, man. If we've been looking at the numbers also, LA Knight has been the number one merch seller for damn near 6 months. And we know one thing about WWE, especially signing with TKO Holdings and now, they're all about that bread. They're all about that money. So with that being said, where do you think that's going to take it? I like what you just said about him possibly going against Seth, but do you think the fans will be content if LA Knight is the one to beat Gunther for the title and he wins the Intercontinental title match?
Hold on. Before we answer that question, I got to ask you this question, Whip, and I've actually been thinking about this question for this past week.
Okay.
Building up to this match, I started to think, okay, here are the clues saying, okay, this could possibly be the time that they change the title and they give it to LA Knight. But what if they don't? You came to mind. I'm like, okay, let's say there's a post pay-per-view PLE press conference. Whip Dog is there. You and LA Knight again. What would you say to him this time? Wow. Because we've seen how y'all last interaction went crazy. And you asked him a great question, a very spot on, in the moment, appropriate question for what was happening in his career then. What would you ask him now, post crown jewel?
When you look at your crown royal, man.
It's not crown royal. We not tripping.
That's about what I had to do last night after that match. Let me tell you.
Oh man, but that's actually a really good question, man. I haven't even thought about that, but I honestly think if I'm back in that press conference, because I'm actually trying to get down to Survivor Series, I'm still waiting for the yay or nay from the company. But I would ask him, I would really piggyback off of my first question. My initial question was that, bro, we love you. We love what you're doing, but is this going to be too much for you? Can you handle it? Because one thing that if you know LA Knight's history, I'm talking going back to Eli Drake. He has gotten over everywhere. But the problem is, once he gets a little too high, I don't know if he gets to feeling himself a little bit too much. There was an episode of NWA Power where Dog was fried. Speaking about Crown Royal, you know what I'm saying? He was totally drunk. And whether it be Impact Wrestling, whether it be NWA, he's always got to that top, but he's never actually, you know what I'm saying, went over the hill. So I would ask him, like, with something like this happening, you had the chance. You went against Roman. You took the L. I would ask him straight up, how do you keep the momentum going? You know that you got Cody Rhodes over here. You know WWE wants Cody. But
this is
you guys are a family. This is a business. But you got to do your own thing. How do you stop Jey Uso from being that guy? How do you stop Cody Rhodes from being that guy? And he's going to give me a hell of a sound clip. You know what I'm saying behind that? But that's what I would ask him. Why do we not just say, well, thank you, LA Knight. You did well. Let's move you out the way. And now it's time for Cody Rhodes or Jey Uso or Sami Zayn. And now I'm glad you said that, because I got to remember to ask that if I get back into the press conference. I know he's going to give me a hell of a sound clip, man. And I, you know, as long as I'm going viral for something, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Now, as far as your question about the Intercontinental title, I do not think that LA Knight should be the one to take the Intercontinental title off of Gunther.
No.
I don't. I don't even think they should have a program at this point unless it's for a world title. And LA Knight is holding it and Gunther is coming to get it, or Gunther is holding it and LA is coming to get it at that point. But as far as an Intercontinental title, I think that if you look at some of the people who have been bubbling, you got Dragunov down in NXT, We know that him and Gunther have history. He's got to hit the main roster at some point, and pre-WrestleMania would be the time if they're going to do it. Other than that, Chad Gable is ready. He's ready. He's been ready.
I got a curveball for you.
Ooh, throw me this curveball.
If you watched this past Monday Night Raw, and you even watched last night at Crown Jewel, they're bringing back something that we haven't seen in a very long time, and that is Babyface Miz.
Yes.
There are a lot of people, and I think that I might be one of them, who wouldn't be upset if the Miz got his relevancy back by being the person to take it. Because you know the Miz got it in him, because we've seen it. Time and time again, we've seen it. And we know that if he gets to that peak and he gets to that point to where he's, you know, pushed too far, whatever, it's a whole different level of Miz. And I think he could do it.
Real quick, guys, I want to jump
in.
We got a comment from T. Mitchell. He has a couple things to say. Shout out to the boy T. He said the goal was for Cody to complete the story at WrestleMania. He also says CM Punk and Seth because of their internet past and dealing. So I guess he thinks those are good choices, both for LA Knight, like we were talking about. And he also said the fans are behind LA Knight. You might give him the rub. WWE are very high on Damian. I see him as a high mid-carder and not a main eventer. So this is a fan that thinks that he does think LA is there, but he just don't think he's that guy. And I think that brings up a good question. Is LA Knight? Yes. The people say LA Knight. But is he truly a main eventer, or is he upper mid-carder?
Okay.
I'll let you take this.
That's a great question. All right. I mean to cut you off. I really want to hear what you got to say. So I'm going to let you go.
Oh, my God. I personally think so, yes, because the way that I was feeling yesterday about that match and watching him go against Roman and actually truly believing that he could do it and seeing him do it, I think that he isn't the type of a champion that would have some crazy streak or nothing like that. But he is definitely like a 2PLE type champion. Like, you know, the back in the day average type PLE. They say Attitude Era is the closest thing that he is. So he would be an Attitude Era type champion. So if you're thinking New Age nowadays, yeah, he doesn't fit in with the mold that everybody's put for like a Roman Reigns and Seth and Drew and all these different people and Brock Lesnar. Like, he doesn't do that. Even though he should with the history that he has as a wrestler. But that's my best way to describe that. I think, yes, he is ready to be that person, but he would be an Attitude Era type champion.
Joe Lamite.
All right. So I think one of the things that we've heard in discussions about LA Knight is, does his in-ring capabilities match his persona? And I think he showed us in his match against Roman what he can really do in the ring. Even when he was Eli Drake in TNA or in Impact, even in NWA, you know, his persona sometimes kind of outperforms what he does in the ring. And I like that he keeps it simple. You don't do more than you have to. If you're over, you're over. But last night against Roman, in that match against Roman, he really showed us that he can go. He can go, and he can bring his game up to his opponent. There was a good back and forth match. It was hard hitting. They had some great back and forth spots, especially with the flying clotheslines back and forth. Thought that was, you know, some dope exchanges. So I would say yes. Roman is at the top. Roman is the measuring stick, right? In WWE, he's the measuring stick, and I think that LA Knight showed that he can go with the best of the best, and Roman's the best. So yes. Yeah, he's world champion material. He's there.
Now, we keep talking about him being world champion material. You guys already said you don't really think he should win the secondary belts. I assume that also means not even Logan Paul. He shouldn't beat Logan Paul for the U.S. title either, correct?
Nah.
Nah, but for some strange reason, I got a feeling now that you say it, that might happen. That might be the way it goes down, just for fan service. Kind of like, kind of like how Sammy got the titles, like tag titles. And yeah, that was like a makeup for us being so let down at Elimination Chamber.
That's
so what history repeats itself.
Knowing WWE, they do like to placate the fans. Like, even when they first finally gave, let's go back to SummerSlam. When they finally gave the fans something with LA Knight, It was a battle royal win. Dog didn't even get a match, even though he was already hot. Like, he literally got on the card that Friday before, which was crazy. And I want to talk about that too, because we already didn't talk about that. You talk about history repeating itself. Let's go back to back in the day when Daniel Bryan won the title. When Daniel Bryan wasn't even supposed to be on the card, even though the Yes Movement was the hottest thing in the world. You know what I'm saying? What do you think about that, man? Why is it that WWE takes a guy like LA Knight, who is hot, and they'd rather put him through the ringers instead of actually giving the fans what they want?
I think the reason why they put us through it is to show that they're paying attention. Like, to show that it could have happened. You know what I mean? Like, they could have just pushed him off to the side, kind of had him, you know, kind of do what Chad Gable just did. Like, Chad Gable all of a sudden became that guy, and then all of a sudden he's kind of slid back into the tag team thing. But, yeah, it's really what I got for that one, brother. Joe, that was a good one.
Joe, you got anything, man, or did you get stuck?
I got stuck on that one.
I mean, trying to figure out the WWE mindset is...
I know, it's tough. Triple H is crazy with it, man. He's but good.
You know what? I don't even know if it's just... Because I know I was watching a doc earlier, and Triple H was saying back in the day with Batista, when they were in Evolution, Vince wanted to go ahead and do it. He was like, he wanted to do a slow burn. And I get that. But I remember being at that press conference at at SummerSlam, and when people were asking about LA Knight, Triple H kind of just was like, well, I mean, just hold on, guys. But even he was like, I'm thinking the creative team was even bothering him. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you can tell when he wants to say something, but he can't. You know what I mean? Because he starts to be corporate, Triple H, professional. So I don't know. But Joe LaMike, you got something behind that? Trying to figure out the WWE mindset. I know it's all,
you know. What Triple H is doing, I really enjoy, but sometimes I still feel like there's some remnants of Vince involved.
Oh, yeah.
Even though they say he's not part of creative and it's all, you know, it's all Paul now. Sometimes I wonder, and those are signatures of Vince.
Yeah.
So when is that signature going to be, you know, completely Paul's and not just, you know, a co-signer?
I don't think it ever will be.
I don't either, to be honest.
I wasn't going to say that, but I'm going to let you.
I don't think so either, because Vince, they can say whatever about Vince. If you don't think Vince is still pulling some type of strings in there, you're crazy, man.
You seen how comfortable he was walking around that fight with Undertaker, bro? He was comfortable. Yeah.
He might not be day-to-day, but you guys ever worked at a place where you knew who the main boss was, and they try to say you have a manager and this, that, and the third, but when that boss comes through, everybody straightens up. You know what I'm saying? Clean your desk. Yep. Clean your desk. And the boss, he don't know what's going on day to day. But the boss will come in and say, I don't like that guy. Move his desk over there. And you got to change everything.
Yes, everything.
I mean, that's exactly what Vince Steele does over there at WWE. There's no way.
I think Triple H has a little more power now just because of TKO. I think that if Vince tries to do that for certain situations, and I think the LA Knight is the best example of that, that was a Triple H move. Like, I can tell Vince was a little... probably feeling some type of way about it, but Vince made the call on Roman keeping the win, you know, keeping the title. So, he always wins somehow.
Now, that's another good one I want to bring up, man. Since we're already kind of talking about, we do think he is world championship worthy. Mm-hmm. I assume that we believe WrestleMania is out the picture for him. When would you, if you were the booker, when would you give LA Knight the title?
I would have gave it to him at Crown Jewel. I can't. It's becoming harder and harder to look beyond these moments. If Roman's your guy, right? The bloodline storyline is still hot. It's still working, and there's ways they work it at different angles, even between Raw and SmackDown. I get that. It's been fun. It's been intriguing, but if Roman is still going to be your guy, then let him be, you know, your John Cena, Ric Flair kind of guy. You know, he loses the belt, but eventually he's going to get it back at some point. But at least in, you know, in that Ric Flair era, you know, Ric Flair would drop the title, but then he would get it back, you know, maybe later, because when your guy is hot, he hot. Vader was hot, he got the strap. Ron Simmons was hot, he got the strap. Sting was hot, he got the strap. They could have done the same thing with Roman. And just going back to Drew. No, let's skip Drew. let's go back to Kevin Owens during the when they was in the, what was it called, the Thunderdome?
Yeah.
They was in the Thunderdome. That feud between the feud between him and Roman was so epic, bro. But come on, KO couldn't get that title now. Not just once. It wasn't going to diminish Roman's dominance at all.
Yeah.
But you validate the hard work that KO was putting in. Same thing with Drew and Cardiff. Give him a build. If Roman is dominant, he got the bloodline behind him, he can get it back. But in those moments, crown the guy that is elevated. Give him that moment in front of the crowd. Give him that validation.
And on the behind the scenes side, I think what's going to happen is all these guys keep getting chances and they're not making it. And then Tony says, "Hey, your contract's coming up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You can't become that guy over there, but I could give you double what they're paying you and give you a run with the title."
Yeah.
Now you're going to make a lot of guys that are top stars, and we've already seen it happen, leave the company. I mean, Edge literally was, I hate to put it this way, dog was damn near dead. You know what I'm saying? Came back and still was like, you know what? Man, I did all I could do over here. I'm going over there.
Yep.
Daniel Bryan, another one, he was through. And he had a whole nother career over there. And I think you might end up having that if you keep having Roman just beat everybody and everybody thinks there's that true glass ceiling that they can't break through, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny about that, man? How they made fun of WWE. I mean, how WWE, I won't say WWE. I mean, they took their shots, but, you know, there was certain dialogue out there after Dynamite lost to NXT in the ratings.
But
it was so quiet the next week when, you know, Dynamite did 900,000. It didn't even come up in the conversation. Nobody said anything. You know what I mean? They even tried to diminish Edge's impact on the show, but clearly there's an impact on the show. You can't Undertaker, Cena, Cody, LA Knight, all these guys on NXT show. Why would the ratings not go crazy going head to head? That's how it was supposed to be. Who thought of anything less? But the next week, Dynamite still did 950,000-960,000. You know, they did dang near a mil. You know?
But, I got a comment to add to when I think they'll give LA Knight the title.
Okay.
Go for it.
My prediction, due to the fact that, you know, it's still in the air about CM Punk coming, because I think if CM Punk comes, that WrestleMania headline for one of them nights is going to be in his contract. It has to be. So if he shows up, I'm thinking LA Knight gets the title SummerSlam 2024. Quote me on that.
Mm.
Okay. A major title. I don't know if it's going to be the Universal or the heavyweight.
We write that down. You should have said that. We write it down.
Got it marked.
I think that's when his trigger will get pulled, because I think he might have to take that L if CM Punk does show up, because then that gives the chance for Cody to continue his story and CM Punk to go against Seth.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw this out there just for the fun of it, and because you're here, how would you feel if they brought LA Knight down to NXT to take that strap off of Dragon off, or if they let Baron Corbin be the one to be Dragon off, and they bring LA Knight down there and have him be the one to stump out Corbin?
Like, see, this is the thing.
You're there every week, so come on.
That trick and Melo situation, that story right now, it's got a grip on everybody in them stands, bro. Like, that's really what it is. Like, when they cut away from Trick and Melo in that ring and then showed him backstage, everybody in the crowd was like, yo, like, yo, why did it just stop? Did he do it? Like, we want to do it. Like, we want to know. So, like, but that's, I really want, I think the trick is going to be the next big NXT title, you know, holder. I think that's going to be the big thing for NXT. I don't think them pushing him down to NXT will really change too much. We would go crazy for it, yes. But that ship has sailed, man. He's too over to not be in front of them big crowds every single week. Like,
for sure.
Period.
Okay. Well, fellas, before we get out of here, I'm going to ask both of you guys an individual question. I want you to answer it. And when I post this, we are live already, but I'm tagging LA Knight. I want them all to see it. And I want to start with you, Cass G. The question, you guys would have the same question. If you could tell LA Knight one thing right now to continue the growth, tell him as a fan what you like about him, whatever, what would you tell LA Knight if he was sitting right in front of you right now?
First things first, I say, let me jump here. I couldn't help myself. I had to. I would say keep going, bro. Like, I understand you kind of bit the Roman Reigns bullet, which most, you know, big superstars right now have done. Don't slow down. Don't stop. Keep going for everybody's throat. Just like you said a year ago when you left, you know, your little Maxim Models thing, you were coming for everybody. Keep going for them. It's a lot of people left that you can take out. So keep going, LA Knight. I'm going to keep saying it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my message to you. Thank you.
World heavyweight champion, Mr. Joe Walker. If you were talking to LA Knight right now, and you know it's quite possible we could do that, because again, the press conference can happen. What would you say directly to him, dog?
I would tell him if he still believes in his heart that there's no stopping the gravy train, to not get discouraged. You know, I realize that what they do is entertainment, but those championships still mean something. That means that the company believes in you. They give you that championship. And we know how his career has gone. We saw him in Impact. We remember what was going on with him in the NWA. And yeah, he definitely should have been NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, right? But here he is in WWE competing for the main championship. He didn't get it on his first shot. It's okay. You work very hard to become the guy that you are. And if they believe in you, which we're seeing that they do to some degree, just continue to do what you do and know that at some point you're going to get yours. If there's no stopping the gravy train, I got some rice to put that gravy on, bro. Go ahead. Got some mashed potatoes for that gravy.
That's real, man. That's real. Well, fellas, thank you for coming on this special impromptu Sunday edition of the Whip Show podcast. What up? Hey, come say what up.
Yeah. Can we get a yeah? Just give us one yeah before you leave.
Yeah.
There we go. But yeah, fellas, thank you guys for coming on.
Oh, wait. You got to come sing your song.
Oh, come on.
No.
Oh, you got Whip right here. You can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, clap it up for that, man.
Yes.
Oh, man. Real talk, like I said, guys, thank you for coming to the show. And LA Knight, understand. The Whip Show team, we support you. We believe in you, dog.
1,000%, baby. The year of revolution.
We ready for you, man. So just keep
doing like they see. Keep talking to us. Keep talking to us.
And we'll be right here. Whatever you need from us, we support you. WWE, do the right thing. The right thing. One time, fellas, let's do it together.
Yeah.
Make sure you know what
to do. Put the rocket on them.
Y'all heard it. You know what to do. Follow the page, tell your friends, share it, do all that. And also, remember, every Friday, you can check us out now on Roku TV, Mize Television, 9 a.m. The shows are up. And also, Sideline Sports, check them out as well. They don't just have pro wrestling. They have all types of things, NFL, NBA reviews, a little bit of everything. We might even be at the Super Bowl. I'll let you know if we do. We'll keep you posted. With that being said, keep it right here.
Buddy.
The Wrestling Heroes of This Honest Podcast, a.k.a. The Whip Show. Signing off of myself, Mr. Joe Walker, the Word Heavyweight Champion, and Cash G.
That's me.
Wait a minute. Cash G, how can I get a hold of your music and everything too, bro?
Hey, everybody, if you would like to get a hold of my music, I'm actually working on my retirement album, so some new streams would be very nice and some new fans as well. You can look that up on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Google me. I'm also Googleable. That's CASS G, Cass G. My Twitter is, you can just type in Najee. You'll be able to find me usually most of the time. Or you can type in Mr. Badman, all caps, _ Cash G, on X. I'm sorry, Twitter ain't a thing no more. But yeah, that's my little plug-in. I appreciate y'all so much having me on today. Thank you so much. It's been real.
That's one of the man. Best live performers I've ever seen, ever in 25 years of media, man.
And I'm working on starting my wrestling career too, baby. We coming.
Let's go. Let's go. Heard that. Triple Let's H go. Heard that. He already gone during NXT. You ain't even got to ship him. He already there.
He already there.
Run out the crowd and get it in.
You ain't even got to put me right in the ring. Just give me a mic and I'm going to talk that talk, baby. Let's go. Hey, we can do it.
Hey, yeah.
And don't forget, y'all. My boy, Mr. Joe Walker, check out thisent.com. The boy is, I never told him, I'm going to say it live, one of my mentors in this whole media space as well, man.
Oh, man, come
how,
on.
I see how you move. Trust me.
One of the goats, man. One of the goats.
Man, flat out, man. Once again, guys, thank you for checking us out. And we'll see you next time on the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast, a.k.a. The Whip Show.
Whip Show.